Bob Agnew in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson says that, like millions of Americans, he's happy that the 43-day federal government shutdown ended this week. But on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, the Louisiana Republican said that when it came to shutting down the government this time around, Democrats bit off more than they could chew.
Some of them regretted it. Some of them are in tough swing districts for their upcoming reelects, and they didn't want to be a part of forcing any more pain on the American people, because this was real. I mean, it was really felt by a lot of people. As you know, you had millions of American families that went hungry over these 43 days, the longest shutdown in history. As you noted, you had people stranded in airports because of canceled flights. You had troops wondering where their next paycheck would come from. And enough Democrats woke up and said, man, I don't think I want to be associated with that anymore. So we got it done, and I'm glad it's finally over.
Speaker Johnson's entire interview aired on this week on Capitol Hill. There's a change in U.S. flight plans.
Even though the government shutdown is over, the FAA says the current mandatory 6% flight cuts are being downgraded to 3%. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has repeatedly said restrictions will remain until staffing at air traffic control facilities stabilizes and safety metrics improve. How long it will take for the aviation system to stabilize is unclear. Duffy has said controllers and other FAA employees should receive 70% of their back pay soon, with the rest to come. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Republican strategist Aaron McGuire says the GOP is better at helping America's youth than Democrats.
If you look at the Mondami vote, obviously New York City is not a massive microcosm or a great lens for the country, but you saw 81% of young females vote for Mondami. I do think that young men are gradually moving toward more conservatism.
Republican strategist Aaron McGuire was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. A new study takes a closer look about what people believe happens when you die. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The Family Research Council has released a poll of American churchgoers that asked that question, and the results are disturbing. Amongst adults who attend worship services regularly, only 36% believe that when they die, they will go to heaven because they've accepted Christ. 11% of churchgoers think they will go to heaven because they've been good, and 14% say they will go because it's the only place available, meaning they do not believe in hell. Michael Harrington reporting.
Florida's Attorney General has filed a lawsuit against Planned Parenthood, arguing that the organization is misrepresenting the safety of abortion pills. It's the largest legal challenge so far aimed at the drugs, which are now the most common way to terminate a pregnancy in this country. Pro-life advocates have increasingly targeted the pills in the wake of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. Karen Chamis reports on a corruption scandal in Ukraine.
Timur Mindich has been named as the mastermind behind a $100 million embezzlement scheme in Ukraine. An investigation by anti-corruption agencies revealed his influence over top officials and the state nuclear power company. Mindich, who was reportedly tipped off, has fled the country. Two top ministers have resigned. Kyiv resident and serviceman Denis Bidish said Ukraine should be using all the money it can on defense during this time of war, and that it should not be stolen to line people's pockets. Mindich's rise is linked to his past business ties with President Volodymyr Zelensky. Until recently, Mindich was known as a producer in the entertainment industry. Mindich is also under investigation for alleged dealings with a drone company. I'm Karen Chemas.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.